That's Mary Wells from 1964, and that's called My Guy, and the time is 7:45.
It's at times like these you think about getting away from it all. At Castaways Holidays, we never stop thinking. Our flying squad is always on the move, checking out better beaches, making sure your accommodation won't surprise you, and that you're made to feel welcome.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Our holidays are designed to suit individual tastes, and because we sell directly to you, we don't cost so much either. So next time you're thinking about getting away from it all, think about Castaways Holidays at Anglesey Street next to Bloom's Hotel and make your money go the distance.
Masterglaze have got it together. Thermal clad aluminium windows and doors in a range of colors and designs, years of experience, a full 10-year guarantee, the sensible Masterglaze payment plan, and full finance facilities. Oh yes, and one more thing. They're nice people and they look after you. Ring Masterglaze for an estimate on 606-666.
For luxurious, top-quality knitting wools, ask for Tivoli. For Ireland's best-selling wools in a range of up-to-the-minute styles and shades, say...
Please give me Tivoli.
For Killowen and Icelandic Chunky, Bornin, Aran Mór, or Machine Wash wools, remember...
Please give me Tivoli.
Duffy's Fabrics. For all your curtain fabrics, fashion fabrics, and bridal fabrics, Duffy's Fabrics.
And the time on Nova, 14 minutes now to 8. Just one big soccer result from last night in the League Milk Cup semi-final second leg. Aston Villa 1, Everton 0. But Everton win 1-2 on aggregate. So Everton meet Liverpool. That should be some battle in Wembley in the final of the Milk Cup on March the 25th.
They were playing on aggregate. It must have been a bit sore if they fell. Very hard stuff, that, isn't it?
You notice I'm ignoring that.
Yes, I noticed that. I'm not going to ignore something that was in the Star yesterday. Not that I read the Star, just that somebody keeps leaving it around and I spot the odd item. Golfers are objecting to a nudist beach next to their course at Burnham-on-Sea, Somerset, claiming that the sight of bare bottoms will put them off. Yeah, I suppose they'll get all confused, start shouting behind instead of four. The nudists are probably golfers who were playing above par because they were feeling below it and joined the club to get some color back in their cheeks. Here's a little poem that I spotted might be suitable to the piece. At one time, girls went out to swim looking like Mother Hubbard. Today, they don't look quite so grim. They look more like her cupboard.
Do you have what happened to it? And I see there's an article in this morning's paper about a lad from Colchester who was living in New York, and he decided to phone home, and he says, picks up the telephone, rings up the operator in New York, says, "Hello, I'd like to make a call to the United Kingdom, please." And then there was a big pause, and then the operator came back and says, "Is that an amusement park?"
Many would think so.
Many a true word said in jest.
Yes.
Minutes now to 8.
In the middle of the road, trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. big cul-de-sac. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired of jail. I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. The kids in the road.
Yes, I was rocking my head to that one. Ooh, great stuff. That's the Pretenders. That's the latest record. That one is called The Middle of the Road. 8 minutes to eight on the Brecky Trekkie Thursday morning. Good morning. Hope you're feeling fine, fantastic, and well today. Weekend is pretty close. Here's Christine McVie.
You lifted me up.
Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie, with a new solo album and a track from it which is released as a single. This Love's Got a Hold on Me. Radio Nova, 5 minutes now to eight, and lots of musical birthdays today, including David Sylvian from Japan, who is now only 26. Goodness me, only a young flat. Here's one from them.
Life in my time.
backwards and saying nothing, like John Clark. Anyway, that's it for this hour. See you after the news.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
I adore Spain.
See interesting places and meeting people.
A lot of fun and action.
Sunshine, beaches, nightlife.
A suntan and shopping in the market.
I always go with Club Travel to the Greek islands because of the crack.
No school, I'm going swimming.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhaust.
Meanwhile, over at the theatre, there's a cold reception for Richard III.
Now is the winter of our disco...
But for this evening's performance, he's taken fast-acting Ilvico.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this Ilvico.
Ilvico, for quick relief from symptoms of cold and flu, only at your chemist.
It's Ireland's favourite tea time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. The trial of Father Neil O'Brien and his eight companions has opened on the island of Negros in the Philippines. The judge has rejected a defense request that hearings should be held on 5 days a week. He said he didn't have the facilities to conduct the trial on more than 2 days a week. Father O'Brien said afterwards he was bitterly disappointed at the decision. It's now known that fighting in and around Beirut has left at least 16 people dead since yesterday afternoon. One of them was a French soldier in the multinational peacekeeping force. Exchanges of rocket and artillery fire continued late into the night, with many shells falling into residential areas of both East and West Beirut. The latest reports on the Gulf War have come from Iraq, which says the Iranians launched another offensive last night, their second in 24 hours. There was no immediate word from Tehran and no independent confirmation, but according to the Iraqis, the new assault was in the southern part of the war zone against forward positions defending the port city of Basra. At a news conference in Washington, President Reagan has reaffirmed that the United States and her allies couldn't stand aside if Iran tried to close the Strait of Hormuz to oil tankers. The chaos on French roads caused by the lorry driver's blockade has spread to Austria. A work to rule by Italian's customs men, which contributed to the French protest, is still going on, and it's annoyed drivers held up on the Austrian side of the border. They've blocked two main roads, and there's a warning that the blockade may be extended this morning. At home, the Taoiseach, Mr. Springer, said he believes it will take the lifetime of this government to secure the changes needed to allow divorce to be legalized. He told a meeting in Dublin that he was confident that it would happen. In West Belfast, a British soldier has been seriously injured in a shooting incident in which a civilian has also been hurt.
The RUC say a scuffle broke out between Hughes and a British Army foot patrol when someone tried to take a soldier's rifle. The shot was fired, leaving the soldier with serious wounds in the shoulder and the civilian injured in the neck. Ford car workers are to start holding a series of meetings throughout Britain to decide whether to stage an all-out strike. The action has been recommended by union leaders angry at the firm's decision to close its foundry at Dagenham in Essex with the loss of nearly 2,500 jobs. The union men want the strike to start on Monday week. The British Home Secretary, Mr. Leon Britton, has condemned yesterday's demonstration at Ellington Colliery in Northumberland, during which the coal board chairman, Sir Ian McGregor, fell to the ground after being jostled by miners. In a statement late last night, Mr. Britton called it a disgraceful incident which every right-minded person must deeply deplore. He's asked the police for a full report. Mr. Britton said that if those involved in organizing the demonstrations had an ounce of decency, they would want to repudiate what had happened and give an unqualified apology to Mr. McGregor. Independent radio news from Dublin. It's 3 minutes past eight.
Radio Nova. Declan Meehan.
Thank you, Bob. And a look at the weather for Dublin. Mainly dry and sunny. And after a cold start, the city high will reach 8 to 9 degrees Celsius. The winds northeasterly are variable. Light, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. And the high tide in Dublin, 4:44 p.m. And sunset expected this evening at 5:50. Thursday's brekkie trekkie as we move on with the music. That's a cliche I picked up from Colin Page the other day. This is Rockwell. Somebody's looking at you and watching me. Be bothered, Rockwell. God. Somebody's watching me. Somebody goes to Tamango's. Right, it's 7 minutes past eight, and amongst musical birthdays today, as a milestone of pop history, Zeke Kanyika from Orange Juice. He's celebrating, and here's one from them. And a half minutes past eight, and that one there by Orange Juice, Rip It Up and Start Again. Zeke Kanyika from the group celebrating his birthday today. Just reading a review this morning of Millie Jackson in the Dominion in London. Millie Jackson has said publicly that she is bored with talking trash and with her image as soul's queen of sexual outrage. Audiences now expect her to be shocking, which is a contradiction in terms, and at the Dominion last night, they clapped automatically whenever she said a four-letter word or wiggled her bottom. Now, the performance, they say, wasn't a bad performance, but it seemed stale and there were only glimpses of the old cutting edge. And she finished with, "I feel like walking in the rain," but the reviewer says the evening left a bitter aftertaste, which was radical and heartfelt. Before is degenerating into a tired old bump and grind routine. Oh dear, Millie Jackson. And he finishes up by saying, "Millie Jackson is a performer who seems to have lost her way." Isn't it sad? But here she is, finishing off with that super song, her new single, "Feel Like Walking in the Rain."
Storybook tragedy. Is it vivid love of a band? It's almost to the point
Well, no matter what that reviewer said, I'm sure it was a great performance by Millie Jackson. I'm sure the audience went home very, very happy. That's the new single, Feel Like Walking in the Rain. It's 8:15.
Many a trumpet has sounded for the launch of a new car, but here's a car so outstanding, it deserves a full fanfare. It's the totally new Carina 2 from Toyota, with brilliant new styling, outstanding new performance, and even more economy. The new front-wheel drive Carina 2. Best-looking 1600cc you can buy. Saloon and five-door liftback from your Toyota dealers.
Gentlemen, please keep your seatbelt.
What's in the briefcase, George?
Oh, just my portable office.
Your what?
My secretary, filing cabinets, word processor. Here, take a look for yourself.
No, no, I believe you, George, honestly.
Now take a look.
Hold on, you've got the portable office.
Yes, can I help you?
That's amazing.
Yes, a portable computer. The Sharp PC-5000. Fits in a briefcase, runs on batteries. Quite literally a portable office.
They don't make one with a portable drinks cabinet, by any chance.
The Sharp PC-5000 portable computer from SharpText. Sharp thinking in a sharp world.
Clutch or gearbox problems? Call Clutch and Transmission Services for fast fit clutch, gearbox, and auto transmission repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, Southside on 942411 and Northside on 301-277. Fast Fit Clutch and Transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
Easy, easy, easy. They're easy single slices with that touch of class. Fresh, from first to last.
8, 12, 20.
There's always plenty.
It's Golden Veil. You get it, so fill it. Chop it, grill it, take it, take it.
Take it, take it.
Golden Veil Easy Singles. Easy.
Duffy's Fabrics. For all your curtain fabrics, fashion fabrics, and bridal fabrics, Duffy's Fabrics.
And the time of Nova, 17 minutes past 8, and I see, Bob, that you're getting in to books these days.
Yes.
You can't get you out of them. And he looked very strange on you. Yeah. Anyhow, let's have a little review this morning.
All right, we'll have two, actually. We'll have one now and one at 8:45.
Oh, I see. We're taking over, are we?
Yes, we are. The one right now is news of a future book to come, arising out of my visit to the McDonald Futura reception the other day. Those of you who made the decision to change your lifestyle and became the proud owners of How to Be a Wally will no doubt have been diligently applying its principles and will have achieved a state of average Wallydom. And you might now be thinking, it's good to be a Wally, but there must be more to Wally life than this. I'm not satisfied to be a bit of a Wally, a common or plastic gnome-filled garden average Wally. I want to be one of the great all-time Wallys.
You are.
Well, that's all open to dispute and opinion. I'll keep my Wallyship to myself. Well, nil desperandum, Wallys. Later this year, your plastic prayers will be answered. It's coming to your neighborhood bookstore at the end of September, Wally 2. Now, if you've planned a destroy a Spanish football stadium package holiday for the summer, you'll be able to go further and follow it up with a winter break in a Luxembourg jail with the aid of the new manual. You'll be able to achieve that transcendental state of mind that leads to true Wallydom, ultimate Wallyship. And those of you that haven't yet begun your Wallyship, it's not too late. You have until the end of September to reach level 1 to be ready for the next stage in the transformation of your life with Wally 2. In the meantime, Wallyites, for your summer homework, study Mr. Reagan during his presidential campaign.
19 minutes past 8. Thank you, Walter. And have a request here. Dear Declan and Bob, could you please say uppy, uppy some morning to my husband Patrick and son Niall, who live in Trim. This one from Anne. So all together,
uppy, uppy.
What a Wallyism.
Good morning to Patrick and
good morning,
Pat. And also hello to Edgar McLaughlin and his wife Mary. Mary is celebrating her birthday today. Congratulations to you, Mary. Nice to hear of the good news for later on in the year. And especially for you on your birthday, with lots of love from Edgar and indeed from Barbara. This one, the requested record, Clifford T. Ward and Gay, with the time at 8:20.
You.
23 minutes past 8 on the Breaky Trekkie. Clifford T. Ward from 1973. Oh, dear. That one dedicated to Mary in Hoth. Happy birthday to you. And hello to Ita as well in Tala. And your record will be on the program tomorrow. And greetings to two people. Actually, the request came in yesterday afternoon, which meant they weren't in time for yesterday morning's program, but here they are this morning, so I hope you're listening. And it's a request for fiancé. That is a Frances White, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. Hope you had a nice day, Frances, and it's lots of love from Stephen. And also, hello to Geraldine Byrne of 118 Ballygall Crescent in Finglas, who was 21 yesterday. And she was wrecked, lying in bed yesterday morning, waiting for her request. But unfortunately, as I say, the card didn't arrive. Hope you had a good day, Geraldine. And it's hello to you from Breeder, from Jura, and from Rebecca. It's Elbow Bones, the Racketeers, with the time now 24 minutes past 8. Take Me for a Night in New York, Elbow Bones and the Racketeers, who are really the Coconuts, and that's produced by August Darnell, Kid Creole. Nice little sound, that, with the time on over now, 28 minutes past 8.
Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living.
But every day's child prefers today's freshness. Brennan's. Today's bread today.
And old Mr. Brennan, he puts his name to that.
Shattered windscreen. If this ever happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All-weather truck and auto glass replacements offer a 24-hour windscreen replacement service. Our branches at 33 Bolton Street and Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunchtime. Grand Canal Quay branch now open all day Sunday. For rapid windscreen, door, vent glass and heated rear screen replacements, phone the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
Have you joined Le Club yet? If not, then take a look at the Club Mediterrane brochure. Club Mediterrane means holidays with a difference. Pick up a brochure at the Powers Court Townhouse Centre today or phone 713-666. Club Mediterrane. Vive la différence.
Did you see the paper?
Yes, very interesting.
I think Polly sells behind it.
What makes you think that?
You're joking. I know a professional-looking job when I see it.
Pretty smooth, I'll admit.
Not a hiccup. No marks, not a shred of evidence. Definitely Polycell.
They're trying to pin it on somebody else.
I never make it stick.
Polycell all-purpose wallpaper adhesive. If it's a smooth job, we're behind it.
Polycell, do it right.
You can get the credit.
Credit for home bridging finance with Credit Finance Bank.
You can get the credit.
Credit for the new car you want.
You can get the credit.
Credit for that extra business finance.
You can get the credit.
You can benefit from the credit you're due with Credit Finance Bank. Call us. We're in the book.
Radio Nova, Thursday morning, and we're on 102.7 Stereo FM, 819 on the medium wave. The time is 8:30, and in the newsroom, Bob Gallico.
Yes, the Wally is in the newsroom with the Wally weather. The Wally weather is, it's going to be nice and dry and sunny today, and the city high after a rather chilly start will get up to around 8 or 9 degrees Celsius. The headlines, the trial of Father Neil O'Brien and his 8 companions has opened on the island of Negros in the Philippines. It's now known that fighting in and around Beirut has left at least 16 people dead since yesterday afternoon. The latest reports on the Gulf War have come from Iraq, which says the Iranians launched another offensive last night, their second in 24 hours. The chaos on French roads caused by the lorry driver's blockade has spread to Austria. In West Belfast, a British soldier has been seriously injured in a shooting incident in which a civilian has also been hurt. Ford car workers are to start holding a series of meetings throughout Britain to decide whether to stage an all-out strike. For the third day running, although it's kind of down to walking pace now, bugging makes the main headlines, in two of the papers anyway. The Press and Independent. The Times relegates it to joint second place. No perfect six for the silly buggers in the Times. The Press, bug was useless. Experts going on to say that as the Doyle was adjourned twice yesterday following disorder over the bugging claims, and Fianna Fáil stated it would try again today to get the government to agree to a judicial tribunal, two technical experts, one a garda, stated that the equipment found at the Moyna House was crude, amateurish, and inefficient. And the Independent, Gardaí nail Mallon bugging charges. Nail? Bit of DIY at the barracks, is it? No. The Gardaí last night firmly nailed the charge that the Kilbarrack bugging operation was a sophisticated eavesdropping plan. Or the English translation, in, as it is in the Irish press, useless. The end deal goes on, they put the crude equipment on public display, thus quashing any suggestion of official involvement. Independent experts endorsed Garda's statements that the bugging kit was very crude and that any schoolboy with a basic knowledge of electronics could have assembled it. Yeah, I might see it for $2.95 at Hector Gray's next Christmas, the ideal present for the young aspiring politician. At the top of the Irish Press, there's a report on a new action group that has been formed in Dublin, which it really comes straight out of Monty Python by Not the 9 O'Clock News. The press calls the emergence of the group a bizarre development, and bizarre it is. The group is called the Concerned Criminals Action Committee. Under the heading, We're Not Pushers, Just Crooks, the group claims that other action committees were reporting them to the Gardaí as being dealers when they had nothing to do with the drugs trade at all. We admit we are criminals, but we are not drug pushers, and we can hardly move in this area at night without being reported to the Gardaí by the Parents Action Group, said a spokesman for the concerned criminals. Donations of color tellies, stereos, videos, cash and jewelry will be welcome to assist the group in its work. Yesterday's Nova Nag, I'm glad I don't have to say it again, didn't go anywhere. It was doing well for a while and then gave up. Today, in the 2:30 at Wincanton, Desert Orchid is the nap, as we Wally tipsters say.
Declan Meehan.
And even in a
she really might be thinking. Dreams that never would be shared. Carry girl, don't leave me now, don't go away. Find another man and say, didn't I warn you, baby? Carry girl, don't leave me now, don't go away. Find another man and say, didn't I warn you, baby? You'll never know how much I try to find a reason. The reason for the way you are. Our love was only meant to last another season. Now I watch your fading star. Carry girl, don't leave me now, don't go away. Find another man and say, didn't I warn you, baby?
John Ratcliffe, whoever he may be, and that's dedicated to Kerry girls everywhere. It's called Kerry Girl. 23 and a half minutes now before 9, and among the birthday people today, Mr. Howard Jones, who is 29. Here's his first hit single, the new song.
Thank you.
Howard Jones and his birthday on the Colin Hage birthday file. And Howard is 29 today, also celebrating Zeke and Yika of Orange Juice. Linda Nolan from the Nolan Sisters is 25. David Sylvian from Japan, 26. Johnny Winter is 40. Rusty Young from Poco is 38. About the same age as our all-night guy, Morris John. Anyway, more from Howard Jones on the birthday file with Colm later in the day. 20 minutes now to 9, and here is Christy. Is Christopher Cross with his latest single. It's doing well in America. 16 minutes to 9.
Feeling super with Super Plenamins.
Dear Michael, she said, the mother's always writing letters. Be sure and study hard for your medical and eat 3 full meals a day. Knowing you, of course, you won't. So be sure to take a Super Plenamin every day. It will give you all the vitamins, minerals and iron you need for less than 10 pence a day. I think it's my mother who should be studying to be a doctor.
Feeling super with Super Plenamins. Super Plenamins.
Ask your chemist for Super Plenamins today. Now, specially for our friends in Ireland, here are some more beautiful holiday values from the Isle of Man, with all the prices in Irish money, so you'll know exactly how much you stand to gain. Well, what do you say to a complete 4-day holiday from as little as 84 pence? That includes your trip to the island on a ship with a marvellous duty-free shop. It includes bed, breakfast, evening meal, and a choice of nice places to stay. It gives you the complete freedom of all our buses and trains, lets you into lots of beauty spots and places of interest, and a lot more as well, all from around 84 pence. Just go and see your travel agent about our wonderful choice of inclusive holidays. He can book one for you while you wait. Inclusive holidays in the Isle of Man. They're fantastic value.
Our prices are so low, we've got to be crazy. But that's crazy prices for you. Over 3,000 items and all of the craziest of prices. Crazy prices, Kilbarrack Shopping Centre. Our prices are so low, we've got to be crazy.
Masterglaze have got it together. Thermal clad aluminium windows and doors in a range of colors and designs, years of experience, a full 10-year guarantee, the sensible Masterglaze payment plan, and full finance facilities. Oh, yes, and one more thing. They're nice people, and they look after you. Ring Master Glaze for an estimate on 606-666.
For premium Polish and quality Texan coals, phone CDL 720011. Now.
Declan Meehan.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And times like this, I feel you've always been close to me. To my wife, say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life.
Stereo Nova playing favourites. That's R.B. Greaves, the original version of Take a Letter, Maria. 11 and a half minutes to nine. And go on, Bob, do the Hunter Davis bit. Go on.
Oh, all right. Making its appearance in paperback today, having earned great reviews and sales as a hardcover, is John Clive's Broken Wings. Now, it has special interest in this country. It's a thriller, a wartime escape one. So what's so different or special? Well, it's based on the incredible but true story of the internment camp at the Curragh during the Second World War, an internment camp for British RAF and German Luftwaffe flyers. Story that's been conveniently forgotten for 40-odd years because it was a political nettle at the time. The prisoners on both sides were offered parole during the day within a radius of 3 miles, provided they signed a declaration promising not to escape. And the British delegation in Dublin didn't want them to escape, and that's just one of the very strange aspects of a very strange story. If you ever doubted that fact is stranger than fiction, this book proves it conclusively, said one critique. But as I said at the outset, it's not just a dry factual account. John Clive has turned it into, as they say in the best of reviewing circles, a rattling good read. The truth and the fiction make fascinating reading. Broken Wings by John Clive. You'll like it.
Brilliant. Oh, terrific. I love that one. Yes. Good old Style Council there, the latest record, and that one is called My Ever-Changing Moods. Right, one to go on that brekkie trekkie this morning, and this is the number one record, and it's been number one for the last 5 weeks. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. Great stuff. Produced by Trevor Horn, the number one record, and it won't be on Top of the Pops tonight, unfortunately. Relax and Frankie Goes to Hollywood, though they do play it on the Tube on a Friday night on Channel 4. Okay, that's it from me for today. See you tomorrow for the weekend edition from Declan Meehan. Do have a good day. Good morning.
Many a trumpet has sounded for the launch of a new car, but here's a car so outstanding, it deserves a full fanfare. Totally new Carina 2 from Toyota, with brilliant new styling, outstanding new performance, and even more economy. The new front-wheel drive Carina 2, best-looking 1600cc you can buy. Saloon and five-door liftback from your Toyota dealers.
Please give me Tivoli.
For luxurious, top-quality knitting wools, ask for Tivoli.
for Ireland's best-selling wools in a range of up-to-the-minute styles and shades, say...
Please give me, Tivoli.
For Killowen and Icelandic Chunky, Bonnine, Aran Mór or Machine Wash wools, remember...
Please give me, Tivoli.
What snack biscuit gives you really good value these days? Panky, the new snack biscuit that's creamy-coated one side, crispy wafer on the other, and... Mmm, delicious all through. Panky, a tasty treat... at a price that's neat.
Have you joined Le Club yet? If not, then take a look at the Club Mediterranee brochure. Club Mediterranee means holidays with a difference. Pick up a brochure at the Powers Court Townhouse Centre today or phone 713-666. Club Mediterranee. Vive la différence.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
It's Lions Put the Kettle On time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. The trial of Father Neil O'Brien and his eight companions has opened on the island of Negros in the Philippines. The judge has rejected a defense request that hearings should be held on 5 days a week. He said he didn't have the facilities to conduct the trial on more than 2 days a week. Father O'Brien said afterwards he was bitterly disappointed at the decision. It's now known that the fighting in and around Beirut has left at least 16 people dead since yesterday afternoon. One of them was a French soldier in the multinational peacekeeping force. Exchanges of rocket and artillery fire continued late into the night, with many shells falling into residential areas of both East and West Beirut. President Reagan has said U.S. Marines might return to peacekeeping duties in Lebanon if conditions improved. His decision to move the Marines to warships offshore did not mean that the United States was opting out of Lebanon, he said on TV. Mr. Reagan said he had no regrets at having sent in the Marines, and he denounced as disgraceful rumors that Secretary of State George Shultz had offered to resign over Lebanon. Fighting has flared up again in the Gulf War between Iran and Iraq. The Iraqi army says it wiped out the entire force which attacked its southern border near the port city of Basra early today. It said on television that any Iranian soldiers not killed in the counteroffensive had run away. Iran claimed to have advanced to within 10 miles of the strategic Baghdad-Basra highway. President Reagan has reaffirmed that the U.S. will not allow Iran to close the Straits of Hormuz. French truck drivers and the government reached deadlock last night as lorry blockades held up traffic on almost every road. The government said there could be no more negotiations until next Thursday and threatened tough action unless the six-day-old blockade was lifted. But the drivers' leaders demanded an immediate resumption of talks. West German and Dutch lorry drivers have blocked the Brenner Pass, the main route from Italy to Austria. They say if Italian customs men will not let foreign lorries in, Italian lorries will not be allowed out. In West Belfast, a British soldier has been seriously injured in a shooting incident in which a civilian has also been hurt. The RUC say a scuffle broke out between youths and a British Army foot patrol when someone tried to take a soldier's rifle. A shot was fired, leaving the soldier with serious wounds in the shoulder and the civilian injured in the neck. Two peace protesters were arrested early today after they broke into the Greenham Common Air Base in Berkshire. A search of the perimeter fence was carried out by Air Force police after holes were found in it. Two women were arrested and are still in custody. Lieutenant Colonel Douglas Kennett, spokesman for the U.S. Air Force in Britain, said the women had got nowhere near the cruise missile silos at the base. He added that reports of two loud bangs like gunfire just before the arrests were completely untrue. And Ford car workers are to start holding a series of meetings throughout Britain to decide whether to stage an all-out strike. The action's been recommended by union leaders who are angry at the firm's decision to close its foundry at Dagenham in Essex with the loss of nearly 2,500 jobs. The union men want the strike to start on Monday week. Independent radio news from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Radio Nova, Colin Hayes.
Thank you, Bob. Thursday morning's weather, it's going to be mainly dry and sunny. After a cold start, the city high will reach about 8 to 9 degrees Celsius. Winds are northeasterly, are variable, light, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. And sunset in Dublin this evening is at 5:50 p.m. It's getting later every day. Good morning.
Thank you.
It's a nice philosophical way to start a morning. It's all in the draw of the cards, Kim Carnes. 7 minutes after nine on a Thursday morning, the 23rd of February, 1980. Give me a chance, I'll remember. Four, isn't it? Yeah. Thanks to the Morning Wallys. We look forward to Wally Part 2 in September, as they were talking about. Dread the thought.